It's Thursday, October 17, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. The Environment, Forestry and Tourism Ministry held a key meeting to finalize Namibia's strategy for the upcoming COP29 climate conference in Baku, Azerbaijan, scheduled for November. Stakeholders from government, private and civil society discussed national priorities such as climate change mitigation and adaption. A sponsorship of just shy of $2 million was also presented to support the ministry's efforts. Bernadette Shalumbu, the Environmental Investment Fund Manager for Programs and Programming.
So these sponsorships, we use them to secure the pavilion and office space for Namibia. So when the delegates are that side, they have a place where they can then convene different types of activities and initiatives to bring attention to Namibia and also some of the opportunities where people can then invest and provide solutions when it comes to climate change. In terms of what's next, we expect then the delegation to prepare to provide input into the country position and thereafter for the different technical groups to really convene and prepare themselves to go and negotiate on behalf of the country at COP.
Vehicle sales in September reached 988 units, continuing a two-month decline. Out of these, 978 were sold to dealerships, 10 to rental agencies, and none to the government. Rental agency purchases saw a sharp drop, falling from 144 units in July to just 10 in September. The overall market was mainly sustained by sales in the commercial vehicle segment. Simina Storm economist Talmandro Jansen.
Looking ahead, the country anticipates further interest rate reductions. The cost of borrowing is expected to decline, which may stimulate economic activity, even though imminent improvements in the vehicle affordability may be limited. Since the decline in new vehicle sales began in April 2024, expectations are rising that the new vehicle market could see improvement for the remainder of the year due to favorable economic conditions.
South Africa's AfriForum Youth is demanding an apology from the University of Pretoria after EFF leader Julius Malema's lecture, where EFF student command members allegedly chanted violent and racist slogans. They criticized the university for allowing the event, saying it goes against its policy of inclusivity and non-discrimination. AfriForum Youth's Marie Vandenberg also called for the deregistration of the EFF student command, citing repeated campus safety violations.
The presence of Julius Malema on campus, a figure known for fostering racial tension and division, is absolutely unacceptable for the university and its students. By offering Malema the platform on a golden tray, the university made the message clear that it is acceptable to incite violence and racism. This is a direct threat to the safety of all students at Tux.
On to matters further on the continent, a fuel tanker explosion in northern Nigeria has killed at least 94 people and left 50 injured. A police spokesperson told Al Jazeera many of the victims had been trying to collect fuel spilled on the road after the tanker crashed in North Jigawa State. Hundreds of people have been killed in tanker accidents in various parts of the country. In some cases, the majority of the victims are people who gather around the tanker to scoop fuel before a major explosion occurs. To the United States, where a record number of people turned up on the first day of early voting for the U.S. presidential election in the state of Georgia. 300,000 voters had cast their ballots by the end of Tuesday, nearly double the number from the last election in 2020. It's a crucial swing state that went to the Democrats and President Joseph Biden last time, despite complaints of miscounting by former President Donald Trump, which were later disproven. Our U.S. correspondent Caroline Malone has the details.
President Biden won it in 2020, but former President Trump tried to push the then Secretary of State Raffensperger to find 11,000 votes that would enable him to win. That request was denied. There's now a push by Republicans to get all votes hand counted in Georgia, which has ended up in the courts. Caroline Malone, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.